So what we're doing this morning is sort of like a rocket speed review of everything we did over the summer, so that those of you that missed bits can see what we missed out on, and those of you that are here all summer and forgotten it all can be reminded, and we can bring it all together in one little package. So we've been thinking about an all-round faith, and we started off with goalball, which most of us hadn't heard of, but Lynn and her mum had been to at the Paralympics. And we learned that that was a sport where you can't see the ball, but you can hear it. And you, perhaps when you've got hold of it, you know where it is, but the rest of the time you've got to do it by hearing it. And the point of that was to think about how we know who God is without being able to see him. How could we know what God is like without being able to see him with our physical eyes? And we thought about this verse. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. So we're going to think a bit about what helps us to see what God is really like. So, and Lynn's going to do a little game. Let me remind you what I said. Volunteer early. Shona is volunteering. Karen is volunteering. What could possibly go wrong? There you go. That's a slightly smaller one. That's a slightly bigger one. So yeah. You got your nose at the wrong end, showing that we don't matter.
Just by looking at them. But obviously, if you can't see, you wouldn't be able to identify them. So we're going to give you the option of using other senses to identify them. You can choose which senses.
That's it. There we go. That's a bit better. Right, so did you understand that? Here's some objects, you can't see them, so we're going to give you your other senses. So which sense would you like to use for the first object? What would you like to do? You could touch it, you could taste it, you could smell it, you could hear it.
I'll touch it.
You'd like to touch it. Shona would like to touch it. Don't say anything because you're competing against one another.
I'll touch it as well then.
Okay, you know what it is?
Is it a table tennis ball?
Don't tell her.
Oh, sorry, I thought we were supposed to say what it was.
Okay, what do you think?
Is it a table tennis ball?
So what do you think? It's a table tennis ball. Very good, very good, very good, very good. And this is what it sounds like. Whoop. That's what it sounds like. And this is what it sounds like.
Okay.
Next one. Let Karen go first. Let Karen go first. Yeah, don't tell her what it is. Did she decide she was touching it?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, what does Shona want to do?
I'm going to taste it.
Now what we agreed was that there are some things we're going to say we don't advise that.
Oh, okay.
So we don't advise that. Choose again.
Can I touch it then?
You can touch it, yeah.
Okay.
All right, yeah, you know what that is? All right, so okay, go and tell me what you think it is.
Tennis ball,
yeah, very good, yeah, we're good. But do you know, there's one of the tennis stars, does anybody remember watching Wimbledon? And every time they say new balls, she gets the balls and she goes, Sabulkova, she loves the smell of new tennis balls. So there you are. So you could have smelt it. Right, next one. Shona's turn to go first.
I'll smell
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you'd like to smell it. That's a very good choice. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it's under your nose now. Can you smell it?
Mm. Yeah, okay.
All right, yeah.
How about you, Karen?
Yeah, I'll smell it then.
It's there now.
Right. What do you tell me what you think it was?
I think it might be like strawberry jam.
Strawberry jam. Well, it is actually a strawberry, so that's pretty close, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, you can have that later.
Okay, we've got one more.
One more.
What would you like to do with it?
I'll hear this one.
Oh, good choice.
Oh, very good choice. What do you want to do? Well, you're
going to
hear it.
Squeaky toy.
Squeaky toy. That's very good. Yeah, very good. All right, you can unblind, just fold yourselves. So thank you very much, and you get to have a strawberry if you'd like to have one. No. There are two. We wouldn't deny you. So what was the point of that game? It's a good question, yeah? There was a point was to think about how we might know what something is without being able to see it. So perhaps with other senses. So then we're asking the question for you to think about, what helps you to see what God's really like? It might have been someone that you met over the summer. It might have been something you saw over the summer or something you experienced that's helped you to know what God's really like. So I'm going to move on and keep thinking about that. Thank you. Please be seated. So perhaps during the summer there was something that reminded you of God or someone that reminded you of God, and that helps you to see God. And maybe through hearing more about Jesus, you learnt more about who God is. In the second sporting metaphor that we looked at, we thought about dressage, a sport that I know nothing about, which was pretty much true of all of the sports, but this one particularly so. But I learnt that dressage meant to teach. So it was about teaching the horse, the rider teaching the horse, to respond to the smallest prompt so that it became a better horse for riding. And we thought about the application of that, that through knowing the Lord Jesus and following him, that we're set free to be who we truly are when we know him as Lord. And the verse that we, one of the verses we thought about was Jesus saying to the Jews who'd believed in him, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, my learners. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And Lynn has a little illustration for this one as well. And she wants a couple of volunteers.
I need, somebody that wants to see if they can beat me at a game.
Oh, Mark's keen. Mark's keen.
Brilliant.
Okay. Amy scratched her eyebrow at that very moment, so I don't know if she was volunteering. You'd like to beat Lynn at a game, wouldn't you? No, she wouldn't like to beat Lynn at a game. No. All right. Who else would like to beat Lynn at a game? Let's get Andrew to do it because Andrew's getting out of everything because he's on the computer. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to use these things. And the idea, as we all know, is that we use the big one and the idea is to get the little ones into the pot. And winner is the person to get the little one into the pot first. Yeah?
Got the plan? All right.
Okay, I'm going to put the pot. Where is the
pot? Yeah, that's a good spot. There. Yeah, that's a good spot.
Pot there. And we'll... Where should we start?
Well, you might want to do it on the table because it's like, sort of a bit bending down for you. And, yeah, well.
What colour do you want to be?
Don't think we need to spend too much time deciding which colour you want to be.
I'll be green, I guess.
Yeah, great, okay. Right. Arnie marks, get set, go. So, the quickest ones get them into the bowl. Quickest ones get them into the bowl. Yep, Lynn's won. Ah, now did she cheat? Because she didn't say that you couldn't pick it up.
She said it's easy.
No, she didn't. She said, that's the tiddly thing. So what's the point of that game? Lynn cheats. That is one of the learning points. Lynn cheats, don't trust her. But never trust somebody leading a service. But the point is that we sort of thought we knew what the rules were because we've played the game before. But actually, all we had to achieve was get the counter into the bowl, which is what Lynn did. And therefore, that was much easier than doing it the old way. And when you come into new life with Jesus, when we become Christians, we sometimes go back to trying to do things the old hard way. When there's a really easy way, just pick it up and put it in the bowl way, which is through the grace of our Lord Jesus. So that was the point of that one, to try and remind us about Jesus setting us free. So just think about in what ways does being a follower of Jesus set you free? What things does it free you from that you used to do, like the tiddlywink way? But now, is there an easier way? An easier way to respond to God, to receive from God? Okay, so we'll be thinking about that as we sing our next song. So, what was our next sport? Here we go. shot put. And we learned that it's not just about angle and direction, but also about sticking your tongue out, that's a vital part of doing the shot put. And we thought about who sets your direction, who sets the direction of your life. And, right, what we're going to do is a little maze, okay? It's a maze. Amazing, yeah. Now, just for that comment, we'll get Andy to do it. So what you need to do, Andy, is to stand up and face that way, but turn the mouse round so that you can get the mouse. Yeah? Okay. Right. So, first of all, what I need to do is... yeah, no, you're not allowed to do that, mate. That's cheating. There are rules in this one, so... Oh, well, why haven't I got a cursor over there, then?
I mean, I would help, but I'm not allowed to look.
You're not allowed to look. That is a bit of a problem. That is a problem, isn't it?
It's there at the moment.
Yeah. What I want to do is put the highlighter pen on. Well, I can't do that. Do you know how to do that? I can do it on my computer, but not on there.
You can watch it. You can only do it when it runs through PowerPoint itself.
Ah. Okay, that's a bit tricky then, isn't it? What I was going to get him to do was to follow the line from A to B, okay, by making you say up and down and left and right. Yeah, but he'll have to look at it to do that, won't he? We'll do it over his shoulder, but we won't see where he's gone wrong then, will we? What are you going to do? You're going to open it in PowerPoint? Well, you know where you're going there, don't you? That's cheating, isn't it? Well, whilst he's thinking about that, you're thinking about what helps you to know you're on the right path in your life. Okay, so that's the point of this. What helps you to know you're on the right path in your life? So we could actually answer that question whilst we're waiting. What sort of things help you to know that you're on the right path, you're going the right direction? Real question. The Bible, yeah? Was that what you were going to say, Amy? You're just stretching your arm.
Yeah.
You've got to be careful. You scratch your eyeboy or stretch, you know. It's a volunteered. You've bought the duck, whatever it was. Yeah. So the Bible might be one way.
Okay.
Your conscience, yeah? Yeah. Anything else?
Others.
Other people? Yeah? Yeah. Ah, right. We've got the thingy going now, have we? Right, so let's start you off then. Face the runway round. And so we've got to get him from A to B. Yeah, always the case, isn't it? You've got to get from A to B. So let's get him started in the right place then. So can you put it on so we can see where you are? Not on the screen at all yet. Yeah, no, there you are, yeah. So up, down, left or right?
Down
a bit, down a bit. You start moving and we'll tell you. That's the right way, yeah. All right, so he's got to get from A to B without crossing the black lines, the quickest route possible. Okay. So he doesn't have to go all the way around. Yeah, so go on then. So? You're not colouring for us, but... All right, that's it. Bit quicker. Yep, down. Oh no! Oh no! Oh! All right. Very good. Well, no, we did say not crossing the lines on this occasion, so we did give you a rule. But, yeah, it's not easy trying to do that when other people are just saying go left, go right, go up, go down, is it? It would have been much easier if you could have looked at it and seen the path and seen the way to go. Maybe somebody in life could show us the way to live and the direction to go. Who might that be? There was a bit of a clue in the last slide. Well, certainly not Andy. Yeah.
That's the gift
direction. Yeah, who'd want to be Andy's sat-nav? Okay. Well, we're going to take up our offering during our next song, and we're going to stand to sing. Thank you. So the next one we did was the four-person relay. And we thought about passing it on, what we'd receive from God, passing that on to others, whether that be the love of Christ, his grace, his mercy, or the good news, the gospel, passing that on to others. And the passage that we base that on, that Jesus washing the feet of the disciples, and when he'd washed their feet, he said this. Let's read it together. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. So there's that example that Jesus laid down that we might follow and imitate him. I wondered if anybody had had an experience of God during the summer. Maybe they've been to a conference, or they've been just read a good book, or been to somewhere that they've seen something in creation that made them think about God. Anybody that went to NCYH or anything like that that's here this morning? God done anything this summer? Nada. You're still here. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah. Kept you going during the summer. Okay. Well, some of us were involved at Holiday at Home. And we've got a little video that tells you a few things that happened at Holiday at Home. Now, when you put together these things, you do the music and you put it onto the pictures, and then you bring it to church and it separates them off again. So I've arrived at church and I got the pictures, but the music isn't necessarily the music that I started with, and therefore it might not go in exactly the right places. But we'll try it. What could possibly go wrong? Now, this is an observation round. There is an observation test at the end of this, and Lynn will be asking him some questions about what pictures came up, what sounds were there. So pay close attention. This is what we were doing during the summer.
We were paying close attention then, because we got some really difficult questions. Okay. Before, right near the beginning.
Hands up.
Yeah. Sally can't answer this one. What colour
are
their checked dresses?
Oh, okay, so we got
hands up.
I think Shona probably is the first one that hands up that didn't retract their hand up. Okay, you're going to get the first guess? You're going to accept that?
I don't know.
It was sort of pink and white. I think we'll give you that one. Oh, yeah. Right, next one.
According to the song, where did Windy Miller live?
Hands up. Oh, Karen knows. Oh, no. No, it needs to be more specific than that. It was in the song. Oh, we get that one. Tolly's Mill. Oh, you remember now, don't you? Yeah, go on.
How many times did Captain Pugwash appear?
Captain Pugwash. Yeah.
Five.
Oh, hands up. No shouting out, Jackie. Three. Very good.
Who won the pirate hats competition?
Hands up, no shouting out. There might be one upstairs, yeah. Betty, and who won it for her? The parrot. Yeah.
What was on the walls around the storeroom?
Oh, Shona was first. Yeah.
Crabs and fish.
Yeah, very good.
And when is the tea dance?
Oh, Maureen was first on that one. Come on. No, wrong. Yeah. Oh, hands up. I think Tim was setting his hand up. 29th of October. Oh, sorry, you'd be there on the wrong day. But at least you'd be there a day early. It's quite difficult to throw them. They've got a bit of a path of their own, but makes it all more fun. Okay. You did very well. I'm sorry about the music. Didn't quite tie in with it another time. Just to think about again, we're thinking about it during Holiday at Home. The point of that, in case you missed the point, is that we get to know people so we can share good news with them. And just think about who passed on the good news to you. Who first told you about Jesus? Maybe it was your parents. Maybe it was friends. Maybe it was a minister. Maybe it was your youth worker or some of your colleagues at work. But somebody passed that good news on to you. We're thinking about passing on what we've received and allowing others to hear that good news. So, was it just last week? We're thinking about the marathon and all started afterwards immediately to prepare to run a marathon, I'm sure. We're thinking about that the Christian life isn't just a sprint, something that you just do once for a brief moment, but something that you grow in through your whole life, that it's much more like a marathon, that long-distance race. The particular verses we were looking at came from Hebrews in chapter 12. So let's read this together. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of the faith. And in response to that, Lynn has found a prayer and split it up into various parts. Do you want to explain the parts for us?
So, there are italics, and there's bold, and there's yellow. So, what I'd like us to do is, if this side can do the italics, and that side can do bold, and then we all join in when it's yellow. Is that clear? Yeah, so, italics, bold, everybody with yellow. Okay, so you can join in with who you want upstairs. Okay, so, all together to start with then.
Since we are surrounded by such a great crowd of witnesses, those heroes of the faith who have gone before,
let us lay aside anything that hinders our progress,
and let us keep on running the race that is set before us. Was it me? Yeah.
Like athletes preparing for the competition of our lives.
Doing our best to train when the going is not easy.
Building our stamina and dedication.
Investing time and resources in the spiritual gym.
Little by little.
Day by day.
The weights of worship.
The push-ups of prayer.
The bench presses of the Bible.
And the stretches of serving others.
Preparing, developing.
Nurturing for the future.
Aware that the God of the universe sees the energy that we expend.
Sweating and toiling for Him.
Caring for His world and His people.
Praying, listening, sharing our gifts. Drawing on our strengths and weaknesses.
Our experiences and personalities.
Our good days. As we go, may we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end.